It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. Sorry, that was me with the sound levels. DeSantis got an endorsement from Nancy Pelosi. That was day before yesterday. So today's the 20th. This was on the 18th. I was actually at a DeSantis event yesterday. I was invited to be part of this rather private event. It was a big announcement that was made, and that has made news around the country. But that's for another podcast. Let me focus in on Nancy Pelosi and DeSantis. This is the biggest, really biggest endorsement coming from the Democrat Party, and it's a big, big, big deal. I know, being in politics now for 37 years plus, that, you know, if a party wants to defeat a candidate, it needs to be in there a bit early and build up momentum as it goes. So I really suspected that the Democrat Party was going to start hawking the idea of DeSantis as governor and try to defeat that back last year, especially near the end of the year. But definitely, certainly by January, if they were serious to do it. But here we are in April, and it's Pelosi who makes the big, a really big statement, which I don't think she would have done unless she consulted the Democrat Party. I don't think she does anything without getting together with the Democrat Party. Also, the Democrat Party goes to her, so it's a mutual relationship there. Those two are working pretty much in lockstep. This is a very big deal. What this is clearly a state, basically, because Pelosi has backed Crist, this means Nikki Freed is not getting the endorsement, it appears at this time, of the real Democrat Party. That is a huge problem for her. And I think this means that Crist is the guy they're going to stick with all the way to November. To me, that's a very clear signal. Very clear signal. The 2022 Florida gubernatorial campaign is over. DeSantis has won. DeSantis will defeat Crist easily. I don't know Nikki Freed. I don't think I've even met her. But I'm familiar with how she's done things, and I'm familiar certainly with how she handled herself running the agricultural race. I was most concerned about her. She's shrill. She's loud. I could compare her to some of the antics that Laura Loomer did in Palm Beach and Broward, and now is doing around the villages in Lake County and Sumter. Though I met her, I'll do a podcast. I met her a week ago Tuesday, and I actually saw her yesterday and talked to her. I'll do a podcast about Laura Loomer. She's an interesting individual, but okay, one thing at a time here. Back to DeSantis. So Nikki Freed, I thought, was a very, very scary candidate because I think she could defeat DeSantis. She's loud and shrill and will say anything. She'll say anything. That's a dangerous person for running in politics because it's a loose cannon. And there are heavy-duty Democrats, no doubt about it, in our state and in our major political voting areas that it's entirely dominated by Democrats. So they could sway the election if they got behind one candidate. There ain't no way they're getting behind Crist. Crist has always been a light talker. He's not strong. And when he does tend to think. And that is a problem when you're running for office. You need to react quickly and speak strongly. And Crist just doesn't do it. Whereas Nikki Freed anything she says comes out loud and shrill and abrasive in one form or another. But that's exactly what you if you want to try to win a race against someone as popular as DeSantis, you need someone like that. So that's why she scared me. If she's out of it, and Crist is in it. DeSantis wins this. And DeSantis has these, some of these same problems to speak of. He, I heard him yesterday again. He has this he sounds like he's a, he sounds like a little, like a this, you know, like the guy, the kid at college who has glasses and carrying books under his arm, and he's very concerned about the world, looking over his shoulder every few minutes. He doesn't have a strong voice. He has a very weak voice. I would say in some ways he can't even sound weaker than Crist. The problem Crist has is he doesn't have the popularity of DeSantis. And that because Crist tends to think, you'll hear him. I've seen him when he was governor. I was around him at other events. He'll stop and he'll consider and then he'll react. You can't do that in politics. You just got to react, as Nikki Fried would. DeSantis knows how to really react. I saw him, actually, a great example. Let's break. Come back to Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer was at the event I was at yesterday, and she stood up and asked him a question. Of course, her main goal was to promote herself that she's running for Congress, but she did ask a question. And DeSantis, and Laura Loomer could tend to take the stage of anything she does. She actually doesn't have an extremely strong voice. It's just much like Nikki Fried. It's very abrasive and reactionary, which is funny. Again, when I met her, a very different situation. But all right, that's another time. So she asked him a question. He immediately took the question. And it didn't, I mean, for a moment, it seemed like she was going to take, she's back up where I was, up on the, in the, you know, balcony area where he was down on the stage. Not that we weren't all that far away, but far enough. But so she could have taken the stage despite her being in the seats, in the bleacher seats, if you will. It didn't work. DeSantis, the question was asked. DeSantis immediately took it and took the stage and went beyond her question and answered various angles of it. And really, if I'm not saying it was to shut her down. Whoever it was who might have asked that question, any question, he takes it, he slams the person, not in a bad way, but he answers it completely, if not too completely. And wraps it up and it's done. And Laura Loomer, whereas you may see her, and I've certainly seen her, where she will kind of get him, do something like that, and then people still remember her afterward. She was forgotten because DeSantis had so completely covered the issue. It is impressive how he can do that. But again, his voice is not the strongest, but he does know how to command the situation, even with his weaker voice, because he covers so much of whatever it is you. He's thinking things out too, but they're thought out ahead of time, whereas Crist tends to think on his feet. And he weighs and considers a lot, which I do too. I admit I do too. You'll see that if you ask me things, I may not react right away because I'm thinking about them. I may even come back and say, you know, I've thought about this. You may hear me do a podcast where I say, no, I've thought about this. Come have a different thing. But anyway, where I am about all this after all this rambling is that, not rambling, it's to defy my view that DeSantis has won this race now. And in fact, I would say Democrats, I would have to wonder if Democrats weren't looking at this was a waste of time to begin with, which is why they didn't get jump in and start swinging early. Obviously, they have some hesitations about Nikki Fried, and I'm guessing it has to do with her past. So they're hesitant. Oddly enough, Crist has a lot of problems in his past, but they tend to be on the political side, not on the personal side. And whereas Nikki Fried may have a lot of personal issues. Be that as it may, it does sound like the Democrat Party is going to be supporting Crist, and DeSantis is going to easily beat him. I am interested in the debates because you're going to have two people who tend to like to think a bit, trying to go back and forth. But I think you'll find that DeSantis dominates all those debates, however many, if there are any. And this will be a pretty – actually, I bet it's going to be a pretty heavy-duty win. And this is actually good news for every other Republican running for office, because it means that a lot of people are going to go and just vote straight party ticket. Now, of course, that didn't work last time, did it? We got Nikki Fried, because people specifically, I saw the poll roads, I saw the polling afterwards. Not the polls, I saw the election results from the villages. They tended not to vote for the agriculture seat because they didn't understand it. They don't. Well, oh, you mean does agriculture in Florida? It's the villages. That's all Florida is, the villages. We don't got no agriculture. And so Nikki Fried became agricultural commissioner. And I'm actually working my, I was in the villages yesterday. I'm going to be back there today. I'm going back again Thursday. I plan on spending time. We got to have a Republican in agriculture. We need a decent one. I'm not crazy at all about Will Simpson being in that seat. That is not a good person. We had two good candidates before, one specifically, Denise Grimsley. But Simpson is not, and Simpson even stated it yesterday because he was at this event too. I mean, his thing is about development and builders, and he's, you know, that's his big thing. So he, I mean, that's a very different person than when he got into office. When he got into office, he was coming from kind of more of an agricultural mindset, just running for, when he was running for legislature. But he has transformed over the last number of years to be a special interest pawn. And that has been very sad. And I don't like the idea of him being in agriculture. We're going back to the old, well, unfortunately, what happened with Doyle Carlton and others, even Charlie Bronson, to some extent, sold out. I'm just sorry we can't get a real good agricultural person in agriculture. Certainly Adam Putnam was very, very good. Even though he has his own little special interest things, he still was purely agriculture, and that was great. We could use that again. All right, so DeSantis has this, I think. He's going to win in November 2022, pretty certain of that. And now that means that I have a friend now. I didn't realize she's working on his campaign. She's very, very, very good. And so he's got a good team. I knew otherwise, and her with it makes it even stronger, I think. So it's... for me, I'm not going to concentrate on his race, which is, that means I'm going to put my time into other things, other races like agriculture. Even if I don't like Will Simpson as that, in that seat, I'm going to work for it because we need to make sure we have a Republican up there. Being a Republican and being an elected part of our committee here. Anyway, so I have some more to say about some of all this, and I'll do another podcast here shortly about this, and I also want to do one about Laura Loomer too. So who I'll probably see tomorrow night at another Villages event or Sumter County event. That's a whole other issue, Sumter County here in Florida. But anyway, all right. Well, thank you very much for listening. Be a part of things. I will be doing another podcast. You'll probably find popping up here shortly in the next couple days or so. And just thank you for listening. And I will, if you have any questions, please feel free to go to my Twitter or want to say anything about what I'm saying here. Feel free to go to Twitter, Rob Smith Jr., go to Florida Rob Smith Jr. politics and political cartoons commentary, something like that. You'll see a kitty who's wearing a fedora and waving an American flag. You can please feel free to send me messages and comments there, and let me know what you think. I thank you very much. Rob Smith Jr. here. I will talk to you. Also the same. Yeah, that's on Facebook. Also, I do have a blog that I don't do much with, which is robswright.com. Robswright.com. All right, Rob Smith here. I'll talk to you later. Bye. It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right. I say it's okay.